It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I tell you what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give away another Opinions Matter travel mug. If you've been listening to recent episodes, you will know that we got a load of merchandise in. They are fantastic orange-coloured travel mugs or refillable mug or call it whatever you want, with the lovely Opinions Matter logo on it.
A single-use mug is what it's called.
No, it's not a single-use mug.
It is, that's what they are, single-use mug.
Single-use? Yeah. You use it once and throw it away?
Oh, no, don't do that.
No!
Well, it's the opposite of a
multi-use.
Single...
Multi-use.
Multi-use,
there
thank you.
There you go,
yeah.
It's a multi-use.
Multi-use.
You can bring it in for your coffee, they'll fill it up. Anyway,
we have someone who listens to this podcast regularly, and we're convinced that he doesn't use the coffee cup for drinking coffee. Your man.
Oh, yeah.
100%. 100%. 1,000,000%.
Nefarious reasons.
It was given to him as a receptacle for coffee.
Yeah.
Nah.
No. Nope. Anyway.
That's not what he's doing.
Let's give away another Opinions Matter travel mug.
Oh.
Hello. Can I speak to Rose, please?
Adrian.
Hello, Rose. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you getting on?
I'm good. I think I know why you're ringing.
You might know why I'm ringing. Why do you think I'm ringing?
Is it for the coffee mug?
It is for the coffee mug. We asked a very simple question on the last episode of this podcast. It was based on an estate in where?
Ballymun.
That is the right answer. So, Rose, tell me a bit about yourself. Where do you listen?
I'm in Navan, in County Meath, and I've been listening for years. I'm a great fan of you and of Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very good. Well, that's great to hear. And you deserve an Opinions Matter coffee mug. And if you stay on the line there for 1 second, I'll get all your details and we'll pop it in the post to you today.
Oh, brilliant. So happy. You just made my day. So you did.
Yeah, there you go.
Not many women that we can say that about. We've made your day.
No, there's no women.
Love that accent, by the way.
The Navan accent.
I love that Navan accent, yeah.
Said nobody ever.
You didn't say that to her face there.
She was on the phone. Anyway, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, this came in to us at 9 o'clock this morning. If you were listening to our most recent episode about the protests in Ballymun, this is related to that. It says, I just finished listening to your Ballymun topic about that house in... Shangan Green. I was shocked by the comments and the hatred towards other human beings. I don't think that Roma family should be housed there because they are not safe from the animals who will attack their house. The council has a duty of care to transfer any family, no matter what colour their skin is, to an area where they will not be attacked or run out of the place. There are two Roma families in my estate and they are left alone and they leave us alone. Don't believe the lies that racists spread. And that is from a lady called Lola. Now, this is a follow-on to the conversation that we had on the last episode of the podcast. And one of the things that came up on that episode was that allegedly a Roma family were brought to Shangan Green and
to view the house.
To view the house. And we said, show us the proof, show us the proof. Today, we were sent the proof. We were sent a video that show a family being brought to see this house in Ballymun. It's the exact house. It's exactly what we were told yesterday.
We have the video.
So thank you to those of you who sent us the video. We now have the proof. And we're happy to acknowledge the fact that we've seen the video with our own two eyes. And we now know that a family was brought to see that house and are most likely a Roma family.
Okay, just for people asking why the video isn't on our Facebook page, there is a still of the video on our Facebook page. The reason we couldn't put it up is because the video contains children.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook are very, especially for the page with our Facebook page has has 206,000 followers on it. So, I mean, if you put it up on your page with your friends, nothing's going to happen. But when you have a high profile page like ours and you put videos up, that contain children in them, you get sanctions on your page. So that's why we didn't put the video up. But there's a still of the video up with the children blocked out. The video does exist. We've both seen it. And we're both happy to accept that that did in fact happen. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we said show us the proof. People have are showing us the proof now. So it did happen. And in the video, I'll just describe the video because it hasn't been shared.
And again, that is the reason we're not sharing the video on our Facebook page, because it contains minors and we can't afford to lose our Facebook page, basically. Facebook would sanction us for putting a video with minors on it. So that's why we're not putting it up.
Okay, so here's what the video shows. It shows, and it's taken from one of the houses on that particular road, and it shows a car pulling up, daytime, a car pulling up, and one, two, three, four, six people get out of the car.
No, four people get out of the car.
Oh, sorry, where's the other?
Those other two come from somewhere else.
Okay, they came from somewhere else. So four get out of one car, two come from somewhere else. And it's a woman, a mother with two young children. You can see her in the video very clearly. And they are escorted to...
And a man as well. So a man, a woman, and the two children get out of a car. And two other people come along and escort them towards the house. And it is clear to see...
That is the house that's boarded up.
That it is the house that's boarded up. It's also clear to see from the woman that she's likely Roma because of her dress sense. And anyway...
Because for people asking, how do you know, you know...
And you can see that the hoarding where the front door is actually been removed for them to go into the house. Anyway, that's not really the conversation. So we accept that proof has been provided that that is what happened and that is what led to the protest.
And after seeing that video, the first thing that popped into my head was similar to what Lola has said in her comment. When I saw that video, the first thing I thought, and by the way, we had lots on the previous podcast, we had several members of that estate on the show. I'm not saying that those people are racist in any way. I'm not saying that they would danger a family. They simply wanted to protest. But there are people, because this has got so much notoriety now and because it's everywhere, there are people, and let's not be stupid about this, there are people who I am convinced would do something to that house if they knew a Roma family were living in it.
Okay. I agree.
1,000,000%. And I think you
and
all do.
And it's not the people that were protesting over the weekend. It is the element that, for example, spray painted the front of the building, the of the house, that sort of
element.
People
that throw petrol bombs as you know, bypass centres and stuff like that. There's a very evil group of people out there who would have no problem with doing that. And when you see a video, let's remember that we're talking about a family here. And, you know, we're all human, okay? We're all human. And we're talking about a family here with two young children. And I would hate to think, and don't for one minute think that there's not people who would happily attack that house knowing that there are children living inside it. That's how evil some people
are. Okay, so this brings
us
back to the point that Lola was making in her message. And she says, the council has a duty of care to transfer any family, no matter what colour their skin is, to an area where they will not be attacked or run out of the place. And she does go on to say, there are two Roma families in my estate and they're left alone and they leave us alone. People don't believe the lies that racists spread. Anyway, again, the argument with this, with the group of people in Ballymun that were protesting, their argument is, house the Irish first. Here's the problem that we have here. Roma are, generally speaking, European Union citizens.
Yeah, so they're not asylum seekers.
Yeah, so they are, A, entitled legally to be in Ireland, and B, they are as entitled as an Irish person to go on the housing list. Okay? Now, I don't know the circumstances with this family, how long they've been on the housing list, don't know anything. In fact, I don't even want to talk about that family.
Yes, because we can't allow you on to make any accusations about a family who aren't here to defend themselves.
But what I do know is that Roma, as European Union citizens...
Are not here illegally.
Are not here illegally, for starters, and are as entitled to be on the housing list as you are. And similarly, if you went to Spain, you could go on the housing list in Spain because you're a European Union citizen. So that's what we do know. But the question is, does the council have a duty of care to transfer this family or any family to somewhere that they will be welcomed? Maybe out in the countryside, maybe out in the middle of nowhere? Or is that just giving in to people who are protesting in this way and saying only house only the Irish?
Because I'm telling you now, if a family of Roma are housed in that house, yeah, it's not going to end up good. Would you agree?
I would worry, yes,
because
I definitely would.
Hate will be spread online.
Hate has already been spread online.
Misinformation will be probably spread
online. Hate has been spread on the front of the building, on the front of the house.
So people are already angry. And again, I'm not accusing the people of that estate of doing that, but what I am saying is that family would not be safe, or any family that of Roma that are put in there. So I don't think it will be a good idea.
So do you think that the council has a duty of care to move those people out into somewhere that they're going to be welcomed?
Yeah, regardless of what nationality they are, you can't put someone in a house where they're going to be attacked, especially with two young... Those children...
But is that not giving in to that element? If this particular family now... Chances are
And Ross is saying, Ross, you're not getting to the point again. Jeremy, I don't give a fuck if the Roma family has two children. Our own people should be housed first. And that's fine. That's fine. Open your mouth and you're racist. No one's calling you racist, Ross. So stop jumping the gun there. Okay? But we don't know the circumstances. We don't know how long they've been on the housing list. I mean, there's Roma here. Myself and Adrian have been reporting on the Roma community. There's about 200,000 of them here, from what I believe. We've been reporting on the Roma community in Ireland since 1998, I think it was. Not the first time we did topics on them when we were doing the nighttime show. Roma in Ireland is not a new phenomenon, by the way. It's been around since the 90s.
You run away with yourself. There's only about 17,000 here.
Oh, well, I got
nothing like 200,000. I don't know where you got that stat from.
Okay.
It's about 17,000 in Ireland.
Are you absolutely sure?
There. From the census 2022.
Okay.
17,000 or thereabouts. But nothing like 200,000.
So we don't know how long, Ross, they've been on the... Anyway, that's not the issue. How's the Irish first is not the issue here. The issue, Lola believes, is that people who are in danger of being attacked by far right, because, let's be honest, anyone that would pick up a petrol bomb, like there was people on our Facebook page, I'll bring a jerry can out to the house. Jesus Christ, you talk about burning the house down with a mother, father and children.
And by the way, that's not a very good idea because they're not detached houses, they're terraced houses.
Oh, Jesus Christ, like is that... So this is not about who should be housed first, it's about what should be done if someone is on the housing list and they're going to be put in an area where they could be in danger.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this, let's kick off with Eddie.
Lola, let me educate you. The council do not have a duty of care for these Roma families' safety. Once they home them, that's their job done. For their safety, that's the police. I mean, these council staff, they're office workers. What are they going to do? Go out with batons and fucking pepper spray? Give it a rest, will you? And let's be honest, if they're going into a council estate anywhere in Ireland, they're going to be at risk in the current climate.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Siobhan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Siobhan? Hello, Siobhan.
Yeah, hey, I can hear me.
I can hear you now. How are you getting on?
Good, how are you?
Good. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I just sent a message in there this morning. I'm not racist by any means or anything like that, but I stand with Ballymun. My sister is homeless over a year now with three small children, one on the spectrum. They have her in Lower Gardner Street, she's on the list nearly 12 years, and she's getting no help and support whatsoever.
Which is dreadful. It's absolutely dreadful to hear.
And she also has a key worker and he does absolutely nothing for her. She's there a year and she hasn't met the man once. She spoke to him on the phone. She's just getting no help. She also applied for social grounds and medical grounds and she has all... everything like for our son saying that he has autism, he's being totally assessed and that wasn't approved either.
So when you say you stand and Siobhan, that's dreadful. That is absolutely dreadful.
I just mean like I stand with Ballymun, like I agree, like I feel like someone from the Ballymun list should be placed in that home. Someone that's on the list.
I was explaining a couple of minutes ago that European Union citizens living here in Ireland are entitled to go on the housing list as much as you are. That's the problem here.
Yeah, and that's fine. But
then when we say house the Irish first, how can you do that? How can you actually do that when they're as entitled to be on the housing list as you are?
I didn't say house the Irish force.
But that's what you're saying. You're standing with the people of Ballymun. That's what they're calling for. That was what their protest was the other day.
Yeah, and I feel like, they should be housing the Irish force, yeah. Like, I feel like that they're not in this, they're not on the list as long as even what my sister would be on. There's no way.
Well, I don't know, and I don't even want to talk about the family. For all I know, they could be in Ireland 20 years. I don't know how long they're here. They certainly didn't just rock in off an aeroplane and got on the housing list and got offered a house. That didn't happen, okay? So they're quite possibly here for a number of years, but they're here perfectly legally. That's the point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of like saying just about my sister's homeless, and she is on the list a long time, and she's getting no help, no support from Dublin City Council. Why isn't she getting a house?
And I'm not arguing. I think it is dreadful. I think it's dreadful that we have tens of thousands, over 16,000-17,000 people homeless. About half of them, by the way, are foreign nationals. Not all illegal. You would only go on the housing list if you're legally here in Ireland. You don't go on the housing list if you're illegally here in Ireland. That's the point.
Yeah, well, the same situation happened with me. I was in homeless accommodation. I was on the list for 15 years. I'm in my house now 2 years. And they were offering me a home. And last minute, they told me that they couldn't give it to me. It was actually on my dad's road. We live in Finglas. And I found out then there was foreign nationals living in the home, and I rang Dublin City Council and I said to them, I'm getting onto Dublin Live. I want to know why I'm on this list. Now, my daughter was nearly 18 now. She was 16 at the time. I said, I want to know why I'm not being housed. They gave me a house a week later.
Let me ask you then, you believe that the people of Ballymun are demanding or asking for the Irish to be housed before foreigners, and they're obviously particularly upset over the fact that this family are Roma. We know that people have a very poor opinion of the Roma community, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. Again, if we're talking about housing Irish people before foreign nationals, that includes people from France and Spain and England who might also be on the housing list, having lived in Ireland for years.
Yeah, but like, where does it draw the line? Like, I seen one of the councillors out there now in Ballymun, won't say his name, kind of.
We played him yesterday, Gavin Pepper was.
I'm not racist at all. I'm not the Romanians or Roman families, like, what do you, like, none of them walk, they don't contribute to society,
and just to stop you there, and sorry for going across you, there's two major, and a lot of people get confused about this, there's two major differences between Roma and Romanians. So Roma are actually originally from Greece and Turkey, as far as I know, and they're always associated with Romania because...
Well, I've just seen the long skirt and thought Romania.
Yeah, no, so they will be Roma gypsies, and Roma gypsies are... People think they all came from Romania. They actually don't. Now, Romania does have Roma gypsies.
And so does Hungary.
Europe has them. So, I've Romanian friends that live here, that have lived here for years, and they're all professionals. So I think people need to be wise about the difference between Romanians and Roma. So they're two different. And in this case, we're talking about Roma. And yes, you do know them because they dress, certainly the women dress in a certain way. They wear the long skirts.
Yeah, and come here, like, I'm not sitting here like saying, like, you know, like, no foreigners like that have been living in the country. I work with foreign people, you know, and the majority of them are lovely. They have good jobs. They're here years. They've settled into the community. That's fine. But I'm 99% sure there's people in the Ballymun area that have been on that waiting list longer than this family they're putting into their home. 100%.
And you could well be right, okay? I don't know any, and in fact, I don't even want to identify this family in any way. I don't know how long they're here. I do know that we have had Roma living in Ireland for...
Since the 90s.
Yeah, since the 90s. So it's not a new phenomenon.
In fact, in the 90s, when we were doing the late night show, I stood out on a roundabout near the M50 where they'd all been tented and they were literally living in tents. So, and that was 1998. What happened?
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Siobhan. The question is, and the protest in Ballymun, the locals are saying, how's the Irish first? And a lot of people agree with that sentiment. But in reality, how can you actually do it? So again, somebody applies to be on the housing list here in Ireland. If they're a European Union citizen, they're treated the exact same way as you or I. The point system applies in the same way that it applies to everybody else.
But I think people are confused. A lot of people think Roma are actually
illegal immigrants.
Illegal immigrants and asylum seekers. Now, Roma are entitled to be here as much as you may not want that, and you are entitled to go to a country where they came from, whether it's
Romania or Hungary or whatever,
or Bulgaria, whatever the case may be. And by the way, having been to Romania, I think 3 times now at this stage, I've been to Romania. Romanian people do not hold Roma people very favourably either, so they don't.
No, they don't. No. Marius, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Marius?
Hi, good. I was just listening to you. I'm Romanian.
Okay, good man.
So you're not Roma, you're Romanian.
No, and people should know that Romas came from northern India thousands of years ago. So they're not even from Europe.
I always thought it was Greece.
No, it came from North India. And of course, it is frustrating to see what's happening. And that's because they come here, they haven't worked a day in their life, not in Ireland, not everywhere. And they get brand new houses. And it is frustrating. I mean, when my first child was born, I was working 2 jobs, 17 hours a day for months. They haven't paid any taxes. They haven't contributed to this economy at all.
Now, again, and just for clarity there, when you say new houses, the house that they are being shown in Ballymun
isn't a new house.
It's not. It's in bits, to be honest. It's dilapidated. So they're not being moved into, if this is the house, they're being moved into. It's not a brand new 4-bedroom semi-detached house in Malahide we're talking about here. It's
an old stock council house. That's exactly the best way to describe it.
I know, it doesn't matter. It should be taken into account the contribution they had to the economy.
So let me ask you then, Marius, and this is the point that I was trying to make. You're living in Ireland. How long are you here?
Since 2008.
So 2008. So what's that?
Almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years. Okay. And you're here legally because you're from Romania, which is a European Union country. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're entitled to live here, you're entitled to work here, just like I'm entitled to live and work in Romania if I want to. Now, let me ask you, in that time, since 2008, have you ever been on the housing list?
I was on the housing list because my wife couldn't work. We had 3 kids, and we are on the housing list. We didn't have any time housing from the government, but now I'm in a situation where I'm technically homeless since November. I'm overholding, and I was trying for past weeks to get an appointment with Dublin City Council, and it's absolutely impossible. I was on the phone every day. Whenever I get to number one, the phone interrupts. You cannot go to their office to ask for an appointment. You have to sit on the phone.
Okay, so you've been on the housing list for many years. Is that right?
14 years now.
Okay, 14 years on the housing list. And this is the bit that I really want to deal with. If you were to be offered a home, and that home was to be in that cul-de-sac or wherever in Ballymun, I wonder, would the same rule apply to you? How's Irish people first? In other words, what do you make of people saying that?
Before you answer that question, don't answer that question for a second, Marius, because I want to put that to our audience, see if they have the balls, because they'll say it on social media. You've heard Marius' story, so he's Romanian, not Roma, okay? There's a huge, huge difference, okay? He's Romanian, not Roma. He's here 18 years, is that what you said?
Yeah. Yep.
I assume you've worked in all that time and you've contributed taxes and stuff like that. Should he be able to get a house on the waiting list before an Irish person who may be on it less time? Okay, so he's on the waiting list. How many years is he on the waiting list?
14.
So, geez, that's a long time. Mm. So, Marius is on the waiting list 14 years, okay? Supposing someone else is on the waiting list and her name is Anne O'Brien and she's on it 10 years. Do all the people, the Ireland First people, do you believe that Anne O'Brien should get a house before Marius?
That's a simple question.
Simple question.
And have the
balls to answer it truthfully.
Yeah? And Marius, I understand what you're saying about the Roma community, and I know that they're not well received both in Romania or Hungary or Bulgaria.
I couldn't get over the hate towards them in Romania.
And there is. Okay. But the point that I made a moment ago, whether they contribute to society or not, the fact of the matter is, just like you, Marius, somebody who's from the Roma community is perfectly entitled to be here.
But the thing, there should be a criteria where people get preference depending on how much they contribute to the society here.
But Marius, an awful lot of people who are unemployed, Irish people who are unemployed, are on the housing list as well. Some who have gotten a council house have never contributed to society either.
Yeah, and of course this is the system, and that's why all the Romas are coming here, because they know this, they call the others to come here. Unfortunately, I work as an interpreter and I see how they work. They bring other people here, they promote the free benefits, and their numbers are increasing.
And again, Marius, I understand the issue with the Roma community. I've seen them in countries all over Europe, not just in Ireland, all over Europe. But how can you actively discriminate against them when they are European Union citizens just like you?
Because they don't want to work, most of them.
But again, Marius, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, there are countless Irish people who don't want to work, who are housed in council houses.
Oh my God, we have so many work-shy people in this country who literally are terrified of work.
I do understand what you're saying, Marius, but does that mean we discriminate against anybody who doesn't work? That's the point.
It sounds like a discrimination, but this is down to the lawmakers to make rules, to have priorities for people that bring a benefit to this country. Those Irish that don't work, I'm sure they have families that work here, and they have some entitlement to get help. And plus, they're at home.
Okay, the good news
is here, of course, our duty is to come, or if you go to any other country, you can contribute to that society. Well, equally, when we get into situations like I'm now, to become homeless, I have nowhere to go back to Romania, the state should be able to help me as well.
Let me put this to you, Marius, and we're trying to get Niamh on. Niamh, we've just sent you a private message there, if you would reply to it. And here's what Niamh said. EU citizens, and that's you, Marius, should not be allowed to apply for social housing in this country, full stop. What do you say to that? That includes you.
Who's paid taxes here, by the way. You're not work shy. You've worked all your life being here. And she would deny you the right to a social house.
Well, she needs to read the Lisbon Treaty. That's all I say.
No, that's exactly the point. We are members of the European Union, Niamh, and you could apply for... So she goes on to say, if someone can tell me an Irish person they know who got social housing in Paris or Madrid or Krakow, I'd eat my words. I don't know of anybody who has.
No, but that's not safe.
Irish people haven't travelled in that direction as much as people have come to this country. But on paper, you can. That's it. It's as simple as that. Stay there for a second, Marius. Our number is 085-825-2626.
And by the way, we put it out there for people, Marius' situation. Do you believe that he should get the house before someone who's on it for 10 years? And I think 99%, I think, in fact, that girl, Niamh, was the only person that said no. Now, I think that's bullshit. I think you're all being, because if this was put up on a post on our Facebook page later on this evening, you'd all be saying, no, we should be sent home. Send him home. Send him home. He came on a boat. Send him home, because people are thick. So I don't believe you have the balls, guys, when there's an actual caller on the podcast right now. None of you have the balls to actually say, no, you're not entitled to a house. Bar Niamh. She's the only person. Would you agree?
Yep.
People are gassed. They're PC when it comes to someone's face, aren't they? And they won't say it to his face. But they'll all post on Facebook, he's a scammer. He's not entitled to a house. Send him packing.
Here is more of your opinions. This is Elizabeth.
Hi, guys. I'm just listening to your podcast at the minute. I recently actually had emailed you about the free movement persons regulations done by the European Union, which takes precedent in Ireland, and section 6.1b I believe, states that a person can be sent back to their original member state country if they are in the country for longer than 3 months and have become an unreasonable burden on the state or social assistance in that country. So I don't understand why the government is allowing them to be socially housed, because I would assume that they are in the country more than 3 months.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
If you were listening to the previous episode of Opinions Matter, where we dealt with the particular house in Shangan Green in Ballymun, one of the callers on that podcast was Susan, and she sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey, Adrian. Just in regards to the topic you had on the show yesterday about the situation in Shangan Green area, I heard a lot of your viewers were saying it was rumours being spread, Chinese whispers, and there was no proof. Well, I do believe there is proof. There's a video, which I think you might have seen yourself, which shows last Wednesday, you can see in the video, a Roma family meeting up with a man from DCC and also an interpreter. And in the video, you can see them go over to the boarded up house where the boards have been removed for them to go in and view the house, which escalated this whole thing, and which is why we're doing what we're doing now, protesting, trying to get our voices heard, because we're not happy about this one bit. And at the end of the day, there's enough people in this area and in Ireland that are on the housing list, I believe, way longer than they are, and it's just not on. People are not happy about it. We need to house our own force before we house anybody else.
Thanks very much indeed. Susan was a caller yesterday. And she told us the story of the Roma, and one of the things that came up during that episode was, show us the proof, and we did get the proof today. The video was sent to us today, so we have seen it.
And Susan, I get the point you're making. You're saying, like, we should never house anybody who's not born in Ireland before our situation is sorted. By the way, no country in the world, even the richest countries in the world, have 0% homelessness. So we will always have homeless people. And the point is, Susan, again, if you don't want foreign people, EU citizens, going on the housing list, then we need to leave the EU. We need to do an what's the Irish version of Brexit?
Irexit.
We need to do an Irexit. Get out of the EU. Look at the state that the UK is in after leaving the EU. It's not all that great. So that is the only way out of this. If you believe that someone like Marius on the other line, we'll use him as an example, if you believe that he is never entitled to, as people call it, a free gaff, yeah? If he is never entitled to a free gaff, then the only way to stop someone like Marius, and sorry, Marius, for this, the only way to stop this, and you said it as well, Marius, leave the EU now. Get out, yeah?
That is it, literally. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter.
Oh,
how are you, Lorraine?
Hello.
How are you? What did you want to say on this,
Lorraine? I'm good. Well, just getting back to the fact that I made a comment, would I live next door to a Roma? No, I wouldn't. I'd rather see this, you know, if they want to live, give them a tent. That's what most of them live in, over in Romania. That the ones that we're looking at, the unsettled Romani traveller part of these people. I mean, when they all started coming over first, the closest thing they got to Ballymun was at the roundabout. Throw your mind back to a few, years. They lived on the middle of the roundabout in Ballymun for about, 6 months?
Remember well.
Well, there you go. Stick them back in the middle of a field if they want to live.
Okay,
but they do not.
Okay, but again, Lorraine,
living next door.
Lorraine, what? The point I've been making is Roma people who are living in Ireland, who are mostly...
Yeah. You see them in Moore Street every week. Yeah, go ahead. What's your point?
Let me finish. Who are mostly from European Union countries like Hungary or Romania or Bulgaria are here legally. They're not illegal immigrants.
I'm not saying they aren't. That's not my question. My question was, would you live with them next door to you? My question and the answer to that is no. They're not decent, clean, living people.
Lorraine, people used to say the exact same thing about travellers here in Ireland. Would you live next door to one?
Yeah, would you live...
Hold on. There's a big difference between travellers that are here. You're insulting the travelling community by putting them in the same area. I actually went over on a holiday recently, and believe it or not, I was with an awful lot of... Never before, I was in the company of travelling people.
Yeah, but you're not listening to the point
and
I'm making.
Lorraine,
listen to the point that I made. The point I made was 10, 20, 30 years ago.
So still now.
And still now, yeah. People say the exact same thing. I wouldn't want to live next door to travellers.
Supposing I came on now, Lorraine, on today's podcast. It was a completely different topic. And I said, Jesus, lads, I have to get this off my chest. A traveller family are after moving in on our road. And Jesus, I don't know what to do. I'm afraid of my tools being robbed out of my shed. By the way, these are all things that some people feel. I'm afraid of my car being robbed. I would be literally blasted out of it by people like yourself who would say, I'm being racist.
Listen to me, I tell you, there's good and bad in all communities. All right.
Even in the Roma community.
In the Roma community, no, they're not part of Irish communities.
No, but you just
all right.
Said,
there's a big difference between. You're saying traveling community is part of Irish community because they are Irish travellers.
No, but you just said there's good. Right? You just said there's good and bad.
Good and bad in communities, yeah. And what I'm saying is the community of travellers are a different community of Romas. Listen, I mean, you only have to go into town on any given day, and I swear to God, I only pass them by there peeing outside in the street.
Oh, yeah, listen, I've seen it myself.
Okay, Lorraine, then answer me this question. What do you do? How do you give priority to...
You don't give priority to them. End of.
No, but they don't get priority. They get treated in the same way as everybody else on the housing
list. They don't need to be treated in the same way because they don't live by the same way as everybody else.
Okay, but there's a lot of people believe that the travelling community don't work, that a lot of members of the travelling community have never held down. Again, this is not me saying this. This is the belief of a lot of people, whether it's fair or not. A lot of people believe that travellers, a lot of members of the travelling community do not work and do not contribute. But if we were to have someone on saying the exact same thing about the travelling community as you're saying about the Roma community, you would be spitting bullets, and rightfully so. So what is the difference? And you're saying, oh, you can't compare Roma to travellers. Nobody is.
Do me a favour. Get a Roma on and get an Irish traveller on, and you'll definitely see the comparison between the pair of them.
Okay, Lorraine, I'm asking you a question then. Do you believe that... Yep. The housing policy in Ireland should actively discriminate against members of the Roma community.
Yes.
Discriminate against them on purpose.
Well, on the level of the fact that you think about what they have to live around. What about the person who has to live next door to them? Would you have them next door to you? I doubt very much your wife will be jumping up and down if she had to have them next door. Because remember, when one comes, five comes. Okay, just as I said, go up to the house. My mother was in the hospital there. What's that bloody? They're not a hospital. Parking the car, and there was about 50 of them all in the garden. And I'm not exaggerating when I said 50. I actually wondered, and subsequently there was some sort of christening going on or something going on. And I mean, like I said, the same thing again. There's a lady that looks for money begging outside, what you call it, the local shop. And again, there, the other day I walked by and there was a man. And of course, she came on. Well, he nearly knocked the head off her. Did I feel sorry for her? No, because at the end of the day, your man comes along and goes, today's my turn. You go find another supermarket to stand outside. I went to Mass there on Sunday. Not that I would call myself an amazing Christian, but I ended up in a church and you're standing outside the church, only a Romanian. I went over to him and said, this is my house of worship. This is not yours. Take that book or I'll ram it down your ass and try to move. Two vanguardists came up, Rackar Road. I turned around, went over to them and I said, can you please escort this man away? He is hassling old people for money. He did. We came out of the church, and who's standing outside the church? Only a man, again, begging.
The begging is very aggressive.
That's what you're up against with these
people. It's very aggressive begging. I agree with you. And I used to be very intimidated when they do the window. No, I haven't seen them doing the windows in years, but when you were driving through the city centre, and they'd literally come up and you'd say, I don't want my window cleaned, and they'd insist on cleaning it as well. But again... A lot of the comments that you have been made about the travelling community for years on shows like this and other shows.
I know, I've heard them.
But you think this is different? You believe that
the
18,000 or
so
Roma...
massive difference between the Roma and between the travellers. You won't see the travellers outside Abbey Main Street in Dublin begging. hanging around.
No, you won't see
looking.
That. No,
you won't. Not you go into any travelling site, and okay, right, you might see what you call it, one or two bits of mud. But I know for a fact, because I know of having to deal with somebody before down at Nookwells, they are spotless people. Absolutely spotless inside and spotless outside. But... and the same again. Okay, there's but, another again, site up again, the road from me. There's two open sites beside me.
Okay, yeah, but again, let me go back to the point. You believe there should be active discrimination, and just listen to what you're saying here, yep. Active discrimination against members of the Roma community.
Hold on, there is already active discrimination against them. I'm not the only one on your show.
No, but we're talking.
But there is active.
No, but we're talking about in housing.
In every aspect.
Okay, stay there for one second, Lorraine. Melissa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you? I just think people are picking up wrong. I don't think people are being raised by saying how's the Irish fall. I think you don't understand the situation until you're in it. Like, you two probably own your own houses, but you aren't waiting to be housed by Dublin City Council or Fingal or anything like that.
No, thank God.
And
in fairness, and then you see all these foreigners coming over living in hell, you're going to be angry. Everyone's going to be angry about it.
Okay, but I want to bring you back. Melissa, I want to bring you back to Marius, who was on a while ago. And Marius is here in Ireland since 2008. So he didn't just arrive on the last plane from Romania. He's here since 2008. He has worked the whole time that he's been here. And he is on the housing list. Okay. Do you think he should be discriminated against? Or should he, he's been 14 years on the housing list, should he be treated the exact same way as an Irish person on the housing list?
It gets to the point where, there's too many of them over here at this stage. It's like, you walk around...
That didn't answer my question. He's here since 2008. He's from Romania. He's here legally. He has worked all his time and he's been on the housing list for years and years and years. So should he be treated the same way as an Irish person on the housing list?
Honestly, no, he's not Irish.
Because he's not Irish, even though he's paid taxes for...
We can't go out within the country and get those welfare payments.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can go. You can go to. You can go to other countries.
They don't get any benefits. They don't get housed. You have to go over there and walk, and you have to privately rent for all their own money. No, we're not saying don't do it. So many foreigners are able to say no to them all over. I guess social welfare, they don't have to work to get housed. Well, they're not treated like Irish. No matter how much you say it, they're not treated the same as Irish people are treated.
Let me read out the law there, because this is the law. Irish citizens can access social housing in any other EU country according to the EU law. It entitles you to the same social advantages, including housing assistance, as nationals of that country. To qualify, you generally need to be legally residing there, which you would be legal if you're an EU citizen. So if I went to Romania tomorrow and tried to get a job in Bucharest or whatever, maybe I did work there for a couple of months and maybe I couldn't work anymore, I would be entitled, I don't know how long the housing list is in Bucharest, but I would be entitled to
social housing,
just
like Marius is here. That's the joy of being in the European Union, Melissa, and this is the point that we're trying to make.
Let them come over, let them get jobs, let them go and have accommodation, but they're not going to have accommodation, and most of them aren't working. They're coming over, they're getting social welfare payments, and then they're going into homeless accommodation for a couple of months and being housed. If they're not treated as we're all over here working, but not all of us, but most of us are over here working, we're waiting to be housed, we're in half accommodation. We're going to be in half accommodation like in the 20s. I don't know anyone who's been housed these last 10 years of being on housing. They're all on housing is like 18 years. There's no way the Romans are. It doesn't matter what nationality they are. Polish, Indians, anything. It's not right that Irish people are homeless with kids.
Nobody should be.
It's not right that anybody is homeless, Melissa. It's not right that anybody is.
This is Ireland, though. So why are the Irish people not being housed? Like, this isn't. We're not talking about the whole country, like the whole. Irish people live in Ireland. So why are they being housed? Like, we don't want to move over to your country. We don't want to move over. This is our home. This is our country. We want to be housed in our own country.
Okay, well, the only way then, Melissa, is for Ireland to leave the European Union. That's the only way to house Irish people in preference to other Europeans. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah, but I can understand frustration of Ballymun being frustrated because you know, they probably have a lot of family members in home accommodation and so need to be housed, and they're the house they're going to roam. And they're like, why can't my family be put in
I understand it myself, but what, all I'm trying to
you don't understand because you're not home with them, you're not waiting to be housed. So you'll never understand.
Excuse me, don't patronise me. Don't patronise me and tell me I don't understand what it's like, okay? You don't know my situation. You don't know my family's situation in terms of housing, okay? So don't patronise me just because I have my own house.
I think the point of Melissa is saying...
No, she's literally accusing me...
You don't patronise everyone that comes up.
You're accusing me of sitting up on some throne.
No, what Elizabeth or what Melissa is saying is that you don't know what it's like to be on the housing list.
I don't. I do understand from family members that are on the housing list for years.
And in fairness, Melissa...
Well, and you're against them, but you're all against the foreigners.
In fairness, Melissa...
They're all for the foreigners, so you should want the Irish to be housed if you have family members on the housing list.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Melissa, your line, the quality of your line is very atrocious.
No, but in fairness, Melissa, the one thing I will agree with Adrian on, that people shouldn't be begrudged or shouldn't be, you know, slagged off because we both are homeowners. Well, in fact, the bank owns the house, but we both got mortgages. I got my mortgage, Melissa, by working my fucking arse off since I've never not worked since I left school. I've worked around the clock. I've done 16-hour shifts. I saved up my bollocks to get a deposit on a house. And I don't count myself lucky or privileged because I have a house. I have a house because I worked for it. And I shouldn't be made feel guilty about that I worked so hard.
No, of course, that's great. And,
and we should be, and I'm thankful that we live in a... Because, I mean, I grew up in a council estate. If we didn't have social housing when I was a kid, Jesus, what would have happened to my family? Social housing is essential for people that can't afford...
But you not think that you probably think, what are all these different countries coming over here? And, you know, they're coming over because they got all these benefits.
But they're clearly not. But people will believe... That caller who was on earlier, Marius.
Marius, he's here since 2008 and has worked every single day since he got here.
But there are people, Melissa, who would believe that he literally got off a plane from Bucharest...
And walked into a house.
And walked into a four-bedroom semi-detached in Lucan. And that just doesn't happen, you know?
I don't think that people would be so angry if it wasn't so many people, like different countries being held, like different nationalities being held. But there's so many of them now. The whole of Ireland are pissed off about that.
Melissa, I'm really sorry. Can you move your phone to somewhere with a better signal? Because the signal is really frustrating to listen to. It's extremely bad.
As Niamh says. And this is about you, Melissa. Adrian, how dare you work your arse off, pay taxes, and have a home?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, Elizabeth. What did you want to say on this?
So I had sent in the voice note earlier about the EU regulations on the free movement of persons. I'm actually a law student, so I've completed EU law already. And I'm so frustrated. I'm actually trying to get on board with different political parties to maybe implement in the Department of Social Protection that these safeguards that are within EU legislation be implemented.
Go on. So I played your voice note earlier on, isn't that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I just feel like it's not enough is being done in that sense, but I can understand people's frustration on the fact that these, you know, people are coming in and maybe Irish people aren't being housed first. I completely understand the frustration. But the fact of the matter is, once we're in the European Union, that can happen.
Okay, so explain to me what can happen. Now, I know I was listening to your voice note earlier on, but explain to me what can happen.
So as long as you have a European Union passport, you know, if you're a citizen of a member state, you can freely move between member states. However, there are certain circumstances within that. So if you're in the country for 3 months and you have a European passport, that's fine. But you cannot, if you start to become a burden on the member state by means of, you know, you haven't even sought work while you've been here, the member state can remove you, but that's not actually being done. But there are other things. So, for example, if you're in the country for 3 months, you haven't got work, you're on the social welfare. If you can prove that you have enough money to keep you in the state and house yourself and feed yourself for 6 months, you can then stay for 6 months in the state. But after the 6 months, if you still are on social welfare, the member state has the right to send you back to your own member state.
OK, and but as you said, that's not happening. But if I look, if I look at somebody like Marius, who is here 18 years, has worked every single day since he landed in Ireland, he is on the housing list just the same as any other Irish citizen, and he will be treated in the exact same way because of his income level or whatever the case may be. But what I heard from the protest was, how's the Irish first? How's the Irish first? You can't actively discriminate against somebody like Marius.
No, I can understand that. I wonder if Marius is on social welfare at the minute, or is he still actively
working?
No,
he's still working. His wife is on his wife is on welfare, but he's not.
Is his wife from Romania as well?
I believe so. I'm not 100% certain, but I think so, yeah.
So, like, for example, with his wife, you see, the other side of it is, the reason that it's 3 months or 6 months is so that people don't have children. Because once you have a child in the country, that child automatically gets citizenship of Ireland. So then you're falling into the thing that you cannot send back.
Elizabeth, you're wrong on that. Children born in Ireland of two foreign national parents aren't automatically Irish citizens. They're not. That was changed in our referendum back in 2004. So that's not true. Okay.
Okay.
So you seem to have all your facts and figures, but you don't have all of them. That's one of the most fundamental things that we voted on back in 2004 in the citizenship referendum. So no,
it was called anchor babies.
That's exactly what they were.
Because I remember the Liu and Chen case that there was the Chinese woman.
So I don't know if you know all the facts that you're claiming to know, how you don't realise that. If a child is born in Ireland to two foreign national parents, that child does not automatically get Irish citizenship. That was literally done away with 20-odd years ago.
Okay, well, apologies for that one. We didn't learn that bit.
But to go back to the point, you're saying that if people don't work and contribute to Irish society, the government does have the power to throw them out of the country, essentially, regardless of being European Union citizens.
Yes.
Thanks very much. Tasman, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
So, yeah, like, I'm homeless a year now. I haven't moved on the list at all. If anything, like, my numbers have gotten much worse, weirdly enough. And I have a son on the spectrum. I have three kids all together. I applied for medical grounds. They said, because I have access to a bathroom, I don't apply. And I have access to a shared kitchen. So that's where you share the kitchen with the whole building. And then I applied for social grounds and they said, no, because it's medical. But they won't give me medical. And I feel like a lot of people are pointing fingers at foreigners. And I get that frustration. But I feel like the government that's to blame. Like, the government are the ones. Like, I drive around Finglas and Ballymun and there's so many empty houses that no one's going in and doing the work on. Like, I'm sure if you drive around any area, there's multiple houses not vacant. And I'm sitting in homeless accommodation over here. With three kids, I have to get the bus to Finglas because that's where they go to school every day. I do drive, but I can't drive in town.
I saw that the other day. I was driving through Crumlin and I saw houses. There must have been about five houses on one road and they were all boarded up. And I was wondering to myself, why are they boarded up? Why can't they be reused?
I went in with a list of houses that were boarded up in Finglas and I said, look, this house is available, this house
give me that house.
Yeah, like, there's a house on the Cardiff Bridge Road and it's sitting there since I'm homeless and no one's gone into it. And there's one down in Berryfield. I could list so many because I drive around most days and look at them. And I contribute to society as well. Like, I've always walked. I'm not walking now because I'm homeless a year and it's hard mentally. Like, some days you don't know where you're going. Like, you have to sit around all day.
Tasman, as I was saying earlier on, it is dreadful that people are on the housing list as long as somebody like you is. It's really piss poor of this wealthy country that we live in, and it is a wealthy country that people are on the housing list so long and no sign of going up the list.
But there's no science.
But this conversation is about housing foreigners who are here legally, European Union citizens who are here legally, and they get treated in the same way
but
that
people
you
don't
do.
Believe that.
But people don't believe that, no.
Well, I don't, like they say, so choice-based letting. So that house didn't even go up on choice-based letting. So that's where everyone can bid on the house and whoever's the lowest number gets it, fairly. That's the way it's done to make the system fair. But I've heard of people getting choice-based letting that are 120 on the list and then give people that are 20. So do I think it's always done fairly? No. But that's not a foreigner's fault. That's the city council's fault. That's the government's fault. And like that man, Marcus, seems like a lovely man. You know, he's working his whole life. He's here since, 2008?
Yep,
2008.
I'm here since 1993. Like, okay, I was born here, yeah. But obviously, when you're in that situation where you're homeless, are you angry towards these foreign people getting help, even though you don't know the situation yet? It's human nature to feel that kind of anger. It's human nature to feel angry towards them, because there's gypsies where I am, and none of them speak English. You can't even communicate with the staff. You have to use a translator on the phone. So could you be in the country that long and not speak any English? I wouldn't go to a country that didn't. I couldn't speak the language.
I found that bizarre. I was, just on a separate note, Tasman, but I was selling a pram, a double buggy, on the Facebook marketplace there last year. We were trying to get rid of it, and someone responded to us, and it was very broken English. It was written in anyway, and offered to buy the buggy off me. Yeah. And they arranged to meet me on Carl Brewer Street. So I said I'd drive into Carl Brewer Street, and there were two women, and they were both Roma, as it happened, to buy the buggy off me. And neither of them had an absolute... Now, when I say it was very frustrating trying to sell the buggy, I was about to drive away because I just couldn't deal with the... Because neither of them had a word of English. And you're right, I don't know how someone can function in a country where they do not speak even... Like, how do you do things like set up bills? How do you go into a shop and buy something? If you're looking for some sort of welfare, how do you get that? I just don't get that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, that picture went up, the Roman gypsies. That's where I'm in town. Like, that's where they put me, and there's Roman gypsies there. So, yeah, maybe then people are on the list longer than me, but maybe they're not. You know, but it's Dublin City Council that needs... People should be protesting outside Dublin City Council, like... It's the government, and I feel like the government are making Irish people racist.
Well, nobody makes someone racist. You either are or you aren't, but I do get the point.
A lot of anger.
Yeah, the anger, and I think the anger is misplaced a lot of the time, that when people believe that someone arrives in from the country and gets a brand new Ford, and someone like yourself or anybody else will go, well, why am I getting that? And I agree with you. The anger should be put towards the system, the people who developed the system, because, you know, you're Irish born and bred. You shouldn't be struggling to get somewhere to live. How many kids did you say you have?
I have three kids, and then my middle child is on the spectrum. So I have multiple letters from doctors, psychologists. He's actually underweight, because I think everyone knows the child on the spectrum has a very particular palate. So I have a in a flakes and homes accommodation, he will become malnourished. And they just say to me, you have to wait till that number's called. And I go over every day, you know, I'm over there, I email them, I keep to myself where I am, and nothing. They just keep saying to me, because I couldn't even get like long term housing somewhere, because I'm not on drugs and I don't have any mental health issues.
And are you raising, if you don't mind, you don't have to answer, are you raising the children on your own, or do you have a partner?
Yeah, no, I'm on my own with the three
Jesus.
Kids.
Jesus.
So, and then, like,
so hang on, you've three kids. One of them is have they been diagnosed with autism?
I have a lot of support off the psychology team. I've never met a key worker, so I don't know what he looks like. I've never met him.
Have you no support, though? I know it's a separate issue, but I always hate about hearing, like, well, I have three children and I could not raise them on my own. None of them are on the spectrum, but I couldn't raise them on my own. Is it difficult raising three children? Like, is the father around? Do you have any help from the father?
Yeah, so my oldest two kids have a different father. He's not around at all. And then my youngest father, like, he does take her. So it's a bit of a help for, like, my key worker. I've never met him. I rang him. I kind of had a bit of a dispute with him because, you know, I got on to Dublin City Council about him, and he said to me, I'm here to offer you support. And I goes, well, what support? I don't know what support's out there. Like, apparently there's funding out there for children that are living in homeless accommodation, but he has not told me what funding is actually there.
And we could talk to you all day, Tasman. It is dreadful to hear the situation that you're in, but you believe, and this goes back to the conversation, you believe that an Irish citizen like you has more rights than Marius, for example.
Marius seems terribly nice, so I feel bad saying this, but yeah, I right now with the situation I'm in, yeah. But if I was maybe in a house, like, and I got housed, I'd probably see it differently. But right now that I'm homeless and I have to get the bus to and from Finglas every single day, I do drive, but I can't park in town. Yeah, and Marius does seem like he contributes to society. We can't paint them all with the same brush. I would like to live next door to Marius because he seems nice. There's some Irish people I wouldn't want to live next door to.
There you go. Sounds like you're hitting on him now, Tasman. He's a married man. He's a married man.
Tasman, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
And Tasman, genuinely, and I don't want this to sound patronising, fair play to you being able to do that job on your own. That is not easy at all. And I hope you get some good luck.
Thanks very much indeed, Tasman.
See, we do have a heart, Adrian.
You do, absolutely.
There's another side to me.
Here we go.
Hi, Adrian. I just caught something there about the council housing stuff if like Irish are abroad in France or Spain or Germany or whatever, I can guarantee you here in Spain there are no council houses. This system doesn't exist here. Either buy your own house or you rent your own house. There's no thing of social housing. That all went out with the Indians like in the 80s or something like that, and there's absolutely no way me as an Irish person that I could even apply for one. I had to work hard like everybody else does and get me mortgage, and I had to work hard and save hard and sacrifice for about 6 years in order to get my mortgage. So I mean, they're just getting it handed on a bleeding plate at this stage.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Patricia. Now, before we go, we have yet another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away. This is our brand new merchandise. Everybody wants one.
Reusable mug.
Reusable mug, yeah, very good. That's exactly what it is.
Not a travel mug.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the question for today, Mr. D?
The question is, and this only happened about 10 minutes ago, so you can rewind back the podcast if you need. That's what I sound like backwards. What was I selling to somebody last year? I was talking about it there a few minutes ago. I was selling something on Calbrua Street. Sounds very dodgy, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
Out of the boot of my car. What was I selling?
If you know the answer, send it with your name to 085-825-2626. Get your entry in before lunchtime on the 11th of March. Lunchtime Wednesday, the 11th of March. Get your entry into us as quick as you can to 085-825-2626. And we'll catch you on the next episode.